It's time for Struds On. Barbecues.
We're talking about white buns, small wieners.
Hooking.
Yeah, just put your stick right in the back of my pants.
Black licorice.
Will you give me some black licorice? I'm all over that. Oh, like Miss Pac-Man pounding it.
It's time for Struds On.
Justin Turner's get out of jail free card. So it was announced today by Major League Baseball that Justin Turner of the Los Angeles Dodgers, who won the World Series, will not be punished for going back on the field after being removed from the game because of a positive test in COVID. And Rob Manfred kind of went on and said a few things that talked about, the investigation revealed additional information that, you know, he takes responsibility for his conduct and just put into context why he chose to leave the room. They talk about how he said he received permission from one Dodgers employee to go back on the field. And even some of the other players on the field thought that they'd already been exposed to him, so they said he could go back out and be a part of it. They said that maybe, and this is again Manfred in this statement, saying he could have maybe the MLB could have handled it differently, and that it all could have been, you know, a little bit different if it handled out. Justin Turner released a statement. He said, "You know what? I went out with my wife just to get the intention of getting a picture with her. And then at times my mask was off and then kind of got caught up in the moment and I got involved in all these different things." So basically what this is on a Friday afternoon is Major League Baseball and Rob Manfred just putting this out and sprinkling the blame on a lot of different people. One, Justin Turner. Two, his teammates. Three, the Dodgers employee who said he could go back out there. Four would have been Major League Baseball and their inability to tell him to stay in one area. So no one gets in trouble, but everyone gets a little bit of the blame. Now, you know, if you suspend him, does it really matter? I don't think so. Let's say he gets 10 games, 5 games, 20. It doesn't really matter. They still win the World Series. I think what this is a situation where, and I saw a lot of people were upset about it. I'm not actually upset about his non-suspension. This is a moment where you're so caught up in the moment. You're so excited. It's easy for me to sit here and say, you know what? That's outrageous. I can't believe they did that. And I saw other guys, you know, suggesting on Twitter that this is a mistake and that Manfred's an idiot. And he has made some bad decisions. But let's go back to when you were 25, 27, 28. If you had just won a championship with your buddies, would you have stayed inside the isolation room indefinitely while your team was out in the field partying, especially considering the fact you'd spent the entire day with them, then whatever it was, 6 or 7 innings with those people? I have a hard time believing that you would have done that. Now, there are some of you that maybe are perfect saints and maybe you would have done that. But if every one of you really took a hard look inside your heart, and would you have said, yeah, I would have stayed in for sure at 25, not at 45, not at 35, not at 55 or 85, whatever the case may be, when you're 25 with the brain of a 25-year-old or a 20-year-old or whatever it is, a 30-year-old. So I think we're so quick to judge people and their decisions that they make, you know, considering the time they're at. Now, this guy didn't murder someone. You know, he didn't break any laws. He did, you know, break the rule of law in the isolation room, but in the grand context of the world, it's not like he did, you know, some major situation here, major things. So I think we got to give these guys a little bit of a break. And I believe that Rob Manfred handled this properly. As I said, no one gets in trouble, but everyone, all these people share the different blame. And Greg's Connor, you know, you guys can chime in on this, but I feel pretty comfortable with this choice that he made to do this with this guy, because at the end of the day, it was a moment that anyone would get caught up in, and people have to get off their soapboxes preaching about how they would have done it differently when they were 25 or whatever, it's 30, whatever Turner is.